My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin was all set to have sexy talk with his scammer, Belinda, until he finds out Belinda's daughter, Kasia, is there. What happens next? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Hun, don't know how to continue. Could you please help me? Have the ideas, but don't know how to go about it." I go, "Picture in your head what you would like to do, and then just write it. There is no right or wrong. Just go with it." She goes, "Okay." Well, you're sitting on the tip of the bed, admiring the beautiful environment. This is not a romantic word.
That's about as erotic as a 1099 form.
Hey, if you're a bean counter, that shit is really cool.
Funny. I go, okay. She goes, "We get talking. We are attracted to each other. We look deep into each other's eyes. And then the moment is really special." I go, "Okay." She goes, "We hold each other's hand and we take a stroll along the beautiful scenes in the garden." Then she goes and caps, "Hun, I have a surprise for you."
Oh, caps? Oh, boy.
Yeah. I go,
"She's a tranny."
I go, "Romantic? Okay, what is your surprise?" "I'm at the I'm in a cafe with VidChat and I'm with Kasia." Joe's eyes just bugged out.
She's in a video.
It just rolled up like a party horn.
But this is what we've been waiting for. The video chat.
Yeah, but it's like, sexy talk, sexy talk. I'm in a cafe with my child. What?
But Joe, you don't seem ecstatic.
Wow.
Certainly a little plot twist, don't you think?
It's a twat twist.
It's a twat twist.
A hell of a segue, too.
Wait a second. We need, like, screeching tire noises for certain parts of this show. Well, that was
smokes.
One of them. What?
I go, I go, "Oh, babe, I wish I would have known that. My daughter is here, so I can't do the video chat. Plus, don't you think this should be more intimate? I thought you were getting ready for bed, my love. That is why you told me you wanted to do yesterday. I would have arranged a play date for her."
Really?
"Damn, I really wish I would have known this. I feel terrible." She's ready to do this damn video chat with the kid.
I know.
We could have the big talk, Joe.
I know, and you're there with your...
There I am with my drawers down.
Pants around your ankles. That's where it's going. It's like, "Oh, hi, Kasia. Here's my friend."
My dick's all ready and, "Hey, what about me?" Damn it. She goes, "Wow, and to think I wanted to surprise you. Well, my bad. I feel terrible. We walk a really long distance to come, but I guess it didn't happen."
Yeah, I was sitting here a long distance to come, and that's not going to happen either.
Nah.
Davin thinks.
I go, "Now I feel terrible." Sad face. And I do. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
"I was just going by how you wanted this to happen yesterday. I had no idea. It was a beautiful surprise." She goes, "It would have been, but I guess I didn't just happen. I don't know what to do anymore. I guess I should be heading home." I go, "Are you mad at me? I feel like I let you down in some way." I go, "I mean, we were talking about sexy talk, and then you're telling me you're in a cafe with Kasia."
She let something down.
Yeah. "Had no idea, hon. It's so late, and she
is
school."
Why did she tell you that in the beginning?
Really?
It was a surprise, stupid. Can't you read the caps?
I know, but it's like...
This was supposed to be a big surprise, and I ruined it. I ruined the surprise.
This is the surprise party where somebody has got something covered in peanut butter and they call an aunt to a Dalmatian. This is not good.
It certainly lends to the credence that this shit's real, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, she's doing the video chat that I've been demanding. She brought the daughter, which would be more proof of life that this is real.
And, of course, Trucker Tom says mother-daughter porn.
Like, I don't have that, Trucker Tom. Couple of weeks, you know, we'll put it up on the site.
Jumping the gun.
That's what he usually does. I go, "It's so late, and she has school. I never expected that this would be when I could meet her." She goes, "Well, that's why it's a surprise." I go, "I feel like a piece of crap." Sad face. She goes, "So we could talk about what we said and move on, but I guess it didn't just happen." She goes, "I guess I just choose a bad time for this." I go, "Babe, I really thought today was about Kasia. I did not want to talk about anything heavy or serious with you today. I wanted today to be a celebration of her and your motherhood of her." She goes, "I know, but I wanted you to be part of it since you are the man in my life. It's only right that you take part of this celebration."
Oh, boy. Now I feel like dirt.
I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I go, "That's very sweet. I am touched. I have a tear in my eye."
Hold on. Now, So she said she wanted to do a video chat, and there was, and she's saying she's there with Kasia?
Yeah.
You could say that she's there with anybody.
Right, but she doesn't know I couldn't do it. She couldn't make that lie. She didn't know I couldn't Skype with her. That's the thing. She knows I've been pressuring her for this video chat. She might have even talked to Mavis going, listen, you got to make something happen here.
Please forgive me. It's getting late. Why couldn't you Skype with her?
I'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were there. I'm not being facetious.
No,
because you didn't explain why.
Oh, because I said my daughter's here. Didn't I say that yet?
Oh, no.
Well, then stop making me rush.
Oh, no.
But I'm not, but it's a whole...
But she doesn't know that. She's ready to go. She did everything she needs to do. She knows I've been pressuring her for weeks for this video chat.
Yeah.
Kasha's just the cherry on top. Now I want to celebrate her birthday with you. I feel like a cad.
I really wish that after he was doing the sexy talk that he didn't just say that Kasha was the cherry on top.
Mm.
Please continue.
That's disturbing.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. So
this whole segment is disturbing.
Did you mention when coming to this that there was going to be the video chat or the video chat?
No, this was her idea.
She just like showed up at the chat. Surprise, I'm ready to chat. And he's like, I've got my drawers around my ankles.
Which is normally how I video chat. But
of course.
She goes, I know, but I wanted you to be part of it since you're the man in my life. It's only right you take part in the celebration.
Wow.
I go, that's very sweet. I'm touched. I have a tear in my eye. I go, I have not felt this low in some time. She goes, it's okay. Don't think it's your fault. I guess I have nothing more to do here. I better start heading home.
Wait. Oh, because you said, now I can't. Yeah.
I go, I feel like you were doing something very sincere and genuine, and it got ruined. I go, I'm touched. I do want to meet her. I do want to vid chat with you, but I also want to be that to be alone. I do feel awful about this. She goes, I know, but I go, there's nothing more to do here. I better start heading home since it didn't happen, since I can't save the little I have. I really feel bad. I go, if my computer worked properly, I could vid chat with you outside, but it's all messed up, so I need to hook up the external mic. I go, why do you feel bad? She goes, why don't you use your laptop? I go, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She goes, I feel bad because I planned a surprise and it didn't come off as planned. Then I explain about the mic and the laptop does not work, which is why I have to hook it up to a board. It's a pain in the ass, plus I have to record it so everybody can hear it later on.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.